For WAMC News, I'm Elizabeth Hill. The community is struggling to come to terms with a fire that authorities say killed 5 people in Greene County, New York this week. Authorities say they were called to the fire at 6:37 a.m. Monday on Route 145 in East Durham. The house fire killed Nicholas and Mary Mamano, both 68, and their 3 grandchildren, 10-year-old Jonathan, 8-year-old Jaden, and 7-year-old Sophia Mamano. John Mamano, their father, made it out of the house with severe burns. New York State Trooper Stephen Neville said Wednesday the scene was processed by state police in conjunction with fire investigators from the Office of Fire Prevention and Control and the Greene County Fire Investigation Team. Neville says the investigation continues.
Investigators were on the scene of a 2-story single-family structure for 17 hours. The surviving occupant, John Mamano, remains in critical condition, suffering from burns to his face, hands, and arm.
The 34-year-old is being treated at the Clark Burn Unit in Syracuse. His brother, Joe Mamano, spoke with News Channel 13 Thursday.
They said the burns in his face will take about 2 months to heal, and his arms are pretty wrapped up, so they're hoping his arms will heal very well. But according to the doctors I talked to this morning, they said that they made 100% recovery. It's just going to take a long time.
Police have yet to announce details about the deaths. However, Kathy Ballone, Nicholas and Mary Mamano's daughter, tells WAMC News they have spoken to the medical examiner.
We're told that they did die from the gases that were caused when the fire first started, not smoke inhalation, so they died peacefully in their sleep.
Ballone says her brother John was expected to wake up Thursday. Joe Mamano tells WNYT authorities do have a theory.
They think that the space heater may have malfunctioned and caught the top couch and then everything went off, and they said within half an hour, the whole house is gone.
All 3 children were students in the Cairo Durham School District. The district said in a statement Monday, quote, "Our condolences and thoughts go out to the Mamano family during this very difficult time." Superintendent Anthony Tabey said the district would offer grief counseling after spring break. The 3 also played in the Cairo Durham Little League, where Michael Murphy is the former president.
The family themselves were very involved with their grandchildren and very involved getting them with the Little League program. They just seemed like probably the nicest people you would ever run into. Nothing fazed them. There was always a positive attitude, a very good outlook on life. It's a tragedy of what took place.
A memorial patch with Jonathan's name and number will be on his team's uniform this season. State police are asking anyone with information about the fire to call 518-622-8600.